call to order this special call meeting of the City of Mountain Park City Council for August 1st, 2023. We have a one-item agenda, and this meeting is not like a regular scheduled council meeting, so I'm going to ask the city attorney to explain the parameters for this meeting.
Okay, so this is, you all know this, but a meeting to consider a petition to amend the provision of the city's code. City received a petition under the statute that provides for that. The governing authority is required to validate the petition and basically determine whether or not the predicates for the petition were met. If they were, then we validate the petition and election is called. And if they weren't, then they do not validate the petition and election is not called. And I'm going to take a minute to explain what those predicates are, because it's not necessarily commonsensical, but there's a statute that says what it is, so that's what we'll look at. The statute is OCGA 3635-3, specifically paragraph B2A, and it says when one of these petitions comes in, the duty of the local government is to look at the last general municipal election elector list, which for Mount Park, that is the 21 list that included both Fulton and Cherokee County residents. So the city clerk has obtained that list. And the petition is to be validated if at least 25% of the electors on that list have signed the petition and their signatures can be validated. So that's what the governing authority has to do. I make that point because it's a little bit odd that, you know, we don't necessarily use the current list. You know, you could have moved to Mountain Park 2 months ago and registered to vote, and you're on the current list to vote for the next election, but you wouldn't be on that prior list. And so because of that, under this statute, that your name, your signature wouldn't count towards it, and your name wouldn't count towards that 25%. So I hope that makes sense. This is not a public hearing. This is not a chance for everyone to come up and argue over, you know, signatures or whatnot. Because I don't really have anything to do that, but it's not a public hearing. It's just a chance for the governing authority to consider the petition and then make a determination as to whether or not it should be or should not be validated.
There's not going to be any discussion. Does council have the ability to ask questions and make sure they're clear?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so I'll leave it to you, Jim, but I think the next thing might be for Ms. Alcar explain, you know, what she did, and she was the administrative official that's handled obtaining these lists and whatnot.
That's item two on the agenda. Thank you. Right. Yeah, so yes, Jennifer, if you will please explain to council your process for determining whether this reached the threshold for a referendum or not and what your conclusion was.
Yes, so I received the list from Cherokee for our 2021 election. I then have all of the petition forms with all of the signatures on it and took those signatures and forms and compared it to what was on the list. Reviewed to make sure information matched, the name matched, etc. If there was somebody that, you know, there were times where somebody may not be on that list, so they were not counted. There was, I think, I'll give my numbers, but and we'll go into that. But there were certain reasons why somebody may not have been counted, or I did not count them. And I'll go through that and explain that more when I go through the numbers. So I'm going to go ahead and report out the numbers. So the total overall number of people on the list was 517. Of that 517, there were 31 that were inactive, so they were not included in the overall number calculation for the 25%, which left a total active number of 486 people. I then took that 486 number and multiplied it by 25%, which we needed to have 122 validated signatures from the list. So the next thing I did, obviously, was go through. I came up with a total verified of 120. I came up with a total not found on the list of 28. I came up with one inactive person on the list that was not counted. I came up with two signatures that had no printed name and I could not decipher the signature on that were not counted. There were four duplicates received that were not counted, for a total overall received number of signatures of 155.
So that
there was a total overall received of 155, but the only verifiable were 120 of those 155.
Who were the 28? I'm sorry, the 28 were not.
28
were not found on the list. So based on that, the 120 is short of the 122 needed.
All right. Question, council members?
Anybody? Can we go home? No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's the next thing is, at this point, council has the verification by the city attorney, and you are at the liberty of making a motion, second, and voting on accepting the results as they were stated. If anyone feels like they need to look at them, go through it. If they feel like there's something that they aren't certain about, then this is your opportunity to ask questions or determine what you would like to do. All right, Councilman Auerbach was first, and then Councilman
Porter. I didn't know we were going to have the option of voting to accept Jennifer's results, which is great news. I just want to make sure that we maybe see the ones that the signatures were not clear on, just to double check that. You know, the inactive status is right here on this list, so you can't argue with that. There's no printed names, I guess is what I'm referring to, that have no printed names.
Correct.
That is four duplicates. Of the four duplicates, two would have been subtracted, right? If there are four duplicates,
they were not counted multiple times. Okay. They were either counted. Yes.
So the net verified is 120.
Correct.
And we needed 120.
Correct.
All right, you want to provide the documents or the information she's requesting as far as the ones that were listed as no written names and ineligible or still eligible signatures. While you're looking for that, Councilman Colbert, your question.
Yes, a couple things. The first one is the two signatures that can't read. Is there a mechanism that the government can go to those three people and do that verified?
There's two that I don't.
Okay, so is there something? I was told there's something about a 3-day. There's 3 days to get that verified just to see what that signature is.
Yeah, so I think the problem with those is we had several where they were unreadable signatures, but there was a name
you can pass
these
that
are ones that, they just have the unmade signature without the other backup information.
So do we have an address?
Is there an address for that to verify that to reach out in those 3 days by law to say since you are not?
Yeah, I don't know.
There is an address on the form.
Right. Yeah. Can't read that. That's
so I guess where I'm going is something like this, where we have an address, and I can look at the statute, but I have it in here. I'll look for it. You've got 3 days to get this verified. Is this you, and can you please get this updated and read to it?
Yeah, I don't know that we have 3 days at this point. We're coming to the end of the time period when we're going to be valid.
Okay.
Date to validate is August 10th.
August 10th, so today's the first, so 1 + 3, 4, we have 6 days to play with. If we in fact find out that we do have those 3 days to get this looked at and correct.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, but I'm not saying it's not there.
Sure, I'll pick it up.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. So, other questions, Councilman Markey?
I've been led to believe that inactive is illogical as it sounds. Inactive voters can sign petitions.
They clearly can sign the petition. However, as I read the statute, their name does not count towards the 25%. Now, the statute says they can sign the petition, and that is one effect of that is that's supposed to take them off the current inactive list. But as I read the statute, their names are counted either in the top line to determine the percentage or having met that percentage. That's all right.
All right. Okay, I see. There are two.
Yes.
Some of these have two. I think that's
yes, what there's one on. Yes, there is a page that has two people. Only that's one of them I could not determine. The other one is just one.
All right.
Yes, a paper can have one and one.
And then is it possible to
All right, so if there's not any more questions, I'm going to ask questions because from a procedural standpoint, what are our options? If I have a motion and a second, the council votes, and it's accepted by what she has verified, her verification, is there any recourse for appealing it pending the verification of these two?
I don't know if the statute has a specific appeal procedure in it, but I would think any decision that we make, it can be challenged to a superior court.
Okay. Can the council make a motion with conditions?
The answer is, in the general sense, is yes, but I want to hear the condition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm noodling through this. Bear with me. I'm not.
You're not there alone.
Right. So, or with the most prudent course of action is if council does not vote to approve the city clerk's findings based on the information that we currently have, we would have to come back and do it again, and vote on it again, right?
Well, we need to vote on it. If the council feels like they don't have enough information to vote on it today, or
if they voted down.
If it gets voted down, so let's say a motion is made to follow the city clerk's findings and it does not pass. Well, the matter is still on the table.
Okay.
So either someone makes a motion do something else to validate the petition or to look at it further.
Okay, I just want to be clear. I mean, I want to be so basically that kind of lays it out for you guys. What do you want to do? Yes.
Are we absolutely certain that inactive names, electors, are not included if they sign the petition?
That is how I read it.
You want to read it out loud? Use your outside voice.
Yes, okay. This is the narrow language. The signatures of at least 25% of the electors registered to vote in the last general municipal election. So, because it says the signatures of at least 25% of the electors. I take it to mean it's got to be a signature by somebody on that list. And then if we turn to another statute that's just a general statute dealing with inactive voter lists, it tells us, notwithstanding any other provision of law to the contrary, the names of electors on the inactive list of electors shall not be counted in, I'm skipping a little bit, the number of signatures needed on any petition. However, any elector whose name appears on the inactive list shall be eligible to sign a petition, and such petition signature, if valid regardless of validity of petition as a whole, shall be sufficient to return the elector to the official list of electors.
Official current list or?
The current list.
Yeah, because they can't go back and be added to the old list. They're added to the current list.
That's right. So the only way I can square all those is that for this petition to be validated, they have to be an active voter on the 2021 list. But they can sign the petition, and that would serve to make them active on the current list.
But that's the only, that is the only, that's all that it serves. In other words, they don't qualify as part of the 25%. They don't qualify as the overall total list of verified voters, correct?
That's the way I read it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So I just want to understand these two. These were the two without printed names, I believe.
Yeah, that
so
I wasn't
Marsha
able
Oliver,
to really.
Which is my neighbor. But,
well, no, it's not Marsha Oliver. There's,
it's the name it's below.
The one below.
Yeah, you did the same thing I did. Yeah, the scribble below.
There are multiple signatures on one page.
There's two per page, right? If there is two.
Yeah, he's making some faces first.
All right.
Anyone see it?
Does council have any other questions?
We're just checking these duplicates here so we know what we're looking at. There's more than four.
Yep. I gave you the valid and the duplicate. I gave you both copies of the papers.
So that's the duplicate.
Just
one. Just one. Okay. Obviously, right, gotcha. Okay. And here's another duplicate.
Sorry.
When I can, let me speak. Okay.
This one, as you can see, same votes. His name first, her second, her name first, his second.
And really, it was only one per home.
One per person.
One
per person.
One signature per person.
One signature per person.
I'm still not clear. One per person. So this is
yes, there can only be one signature. Like, a person can't be counted twice.
Right.
So she's three horses.
She's right? On two.
So she cannot count her because this is no one petty. This is no one power. She's the same person last week.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
this.
I'm not a lawyer.
This is her name.
Got it.
This is her name.
Thank you.
Sorry. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, always, as always, yes, as a request, that's what Jack, so whether the government's going to do this, to do that, or the challenge to be.
It's just all the same.
Well, yeah, I guess you can, I mean, if you get a second, and it can be voted on, but. Can she, can a motion be made?
Is there any additional things that you guys wanted to look?
Yeah, is there any other information you guys need?
I don't think so, but we can assume that everybody else is, they live in Mountain Park, we know, they were registered by October 4th, 2021. What else is there to question?
If you were gonna do that, think of it.
Okay, so basically the plan is that if you want to make that kind of a motion, you can. And if you get second, and the council agrees, then it takes forward.
Let me see what they want to do.
Well, make a motion, and you'll get a second, you'll know at least what one person wants to do.
Two, maybe.
Can I say what my fear is?
I don't know if, ask him, I mean, I don't think it's gonna be one of those things. She's concerned about the appeal process and that Superior Court.
I feel like we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. We can approve it, and it's gonna get chipped right back. But like, we cannot approve it, and it's gonna get chipped. I mean, either way we go.
I think it's just do what you think's right.
Vote your conscience. All right. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Councilperson Alabott and Councilperson Vogel.
My only comment is I wish it had been a larger margin, one way or the other, because this is so close, But there will be a question on the ballot if we approve this. There will be. It just won't be George's question. It will be our question.
If you approve, not if you approve this, if you approve this, you're approving George's question.
I mean, Carol, but what are we voting? 120 were verified, 122 were needed.
Right.
So we're gonna vote to approve Jennifer's.
You can, no, this is hypothetical.
We can.
No motion's been made yet.
Well.
And if we approve that.
That's the question that will be on the ballot.
His question does not go on the ballot, correct?
Yeah.
One.
Well, she's.
I have it backwards. Okay.
Go ahead, try again.
No, don't want to try anymore.
Yeah, what you're saying.
We needed 122, Jennifer verified 120.
Correct, so if you approve it, if you approve, you're approving the petition for the question that is related to what the petition was for.
Okay.
Now, is it too late for council to come back and put a referendum on the ballot with their own question? Because she's saying we if we approve this, we can do it, but we can do the question we want to do, not the one that the petitioner.
I don't know off the top of my head what it is. It seems like it should be plenty of time.
I don't have that date in front of me, but I know the timing of this was not going to impact that. I want to say it was the end of August.
Okay, so if we don't approve, all right, so if we don't approve this petition and this question, there's still time, as it sounds like, for council to approve a referendum be added to the ballot in November.
Okay.
I'm speaking slowly and in one word syllables so that I make sure everybody, I want to make sure everybody, I'm saying it. So this motion needs to be either to validate or to not validate the petition based on the city clerk's findings, etc.
Get it out there.
All right. Wait a minute. We'll hang on. Councilman Colburn had his question. I'm going to let him get that out first. I don't want to skip him. So,
To Robin's point, I wish that there wasn't a spread that was so close. But with that said, where my concerns are the two people who didn't put their names down, printed it, and you can't read their signatures, which is like a lot of them, I hate for them to be overlooked and their vote not count because we don't have 100% clarity if there is a 3-day period that's for the Secretary of State to look. And to minimize those efforts for those two particular people, without having clear and precise of yes, they have 3 days, someone has 3 days to get those validated or not, I just feel like we're steamrolling over those two people and what their intent was. And that resolves, that takes us to our tipping point. So that's where the ingestion is. Again, that's why I wish it was further apart and it was a moot point one way or the other, pro or against. So I'm just concerned
about Parkway.
We're minimizing, we're ignoring two people who had the best intentions of doing it for whatever reason. It's not legible for whatever reason. It's not right.
All right. Yeah, Councilperson.
I have the same question.
Yeah.
What would happen if two people step forward and say those were mine and I want them counted, and we do find out that there's a window of time? Do we have another meeting to validate based on that new information?
Well, if we don't vote today, one way or the other, then yeah, you need to have another meeting.
Okay.
Because we need to make a final determination. You know, the time to submit petitions, signatures to those petitions is closed. You know, so new information could not come in. Someone else could come in and say, hey, I didn't sign it, but I'd like to sign it. It's too late, okay, for this purpose. The problem with those signatures, with there not being any kind of information that really ties it to a person, is how would we know that that's who signed it before? If we could determine that before that 10-day period run or the August 10th,
yeah,
then that, you know, might be a different thing. But, you know, I think the petition really ought to stand or fall on itself because the information it provides to us. And we determine that this is a valid signature or not.
All right. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
And if I'm not mistaken, a mark is acceptable in Georgia.
As far as serving as a signature, absolutely.
Okay.
But do you have to know whose mark it is? I mean, if it's a X.
But the thing is, we know it's a signature. I mean, my signature looks about like that, okay? That's a signature. But the thing is, can we tie it to an active voter on that list? That's what is wanted.
So literally, we don't know that that's, until we know who that is, we wouldn't know whether they're active voter or inactive voter.
That's one of the nice things about this city being so small that in 3 days we can find out if that's valid or not by whatever reason. I just don't want to, you know, whether they filled it out incorrectly, they didn't print it, whatever the case may be, I don't know. But to me, there's just too much in the balance here to say, well, they didn't print their name, we don't know. We're a small community. We know what the intent is. We can certainly find out. And that also leaves the one inactive. I'm not 100% clear that inactives, if they were not, the one inactive, if they were not on the 2021 voter registration list, it's a moot point. It doesn't matter if they're active, inactive, or whatever. But I just don't have clarity on that one to see what it is. So there's a definite two in my mind that I think that we're just kind of glossing over, saying, hey, they didn't put their name in. We have no way to verify that one. I think we have 3 days to get that verified. And I say we, not pro or con. We, City Hall, has a way to do that. And then the same with 100% clarity and precision with the inactive person. I mean, we can really look at the voter registration list in 2021 if they were on it. To me, that draws doubt that, hey, define the inactive. Because I know that in Georgia, if I'm an inactive voter and I vote, I immediately become an active voter. So I'm discounting one more person, which is a total of three. Those are my concerns to speak for the people who didn't print their name, and we can't verify that.
So both individuals on this piece of paper, legible and illegible, are residents of that address.
Yeah.
So we would have to establish that they are, in fact, this is their address. They haven't been duplicated on another page, you know, because, yeah.
That's a possibility. We can look at that and say, okay, this one counts, but we've already been counted as a duplicate vote. That's a City Hall call. I can't,
right.
You know, we don't know the question until we can get that verified and validated one way or the other.
Where does the 3 days come from? I mean, there's got to be some basis somewhere.
It's written in the Secretary of State statute. I don't have the exact number. That's why I'm saying, are we forcing this through just so that we can say, hey, it's either turned down or it's not turned down? without doing our diligence. And the responsible thing, in my opinion, is council say, hey, you know what? We may have to meet a second time and look at these two and get validation and opinions from you as our city attorney to the inactive status. And I'm sure there's going to be blow back whether you say yes or you know. That comes with the territory. But I just think that we're not doing it justice to our two citizens who didn't fill this out, and it leaves a question of doubt. And I, same with the inactive. I don't know. I don't have a legal mind, but I could say yes or no, and I could read this all day long and turn it upside down. It still doesn't make sense to me.
Councilman Murphy.
I agree with Strange. I agree with Robin and Bill. The challenge is we've had 50 to 60% of active voters ask for a binding petition. So I think we need to be careful. And there's some argument whether that 60 is valid or not. So, but we've had a lot of people ask for a binding referendum. So I think we need to be careful, to Bill's point, because we're within, it's such a narrow difference that if there's a different interpretation on active, if there's one of the people that's discoverable on those, I think we need to take a little bit of time, if it's 3 days, to make sure this is the right answer, so we don't face blowback on, because this is a large amount of people that wanted a binding referendum.
All right, Councilperson Myers. Almost at Berkeley. Okay.
But Brandon, is it typical, or are you aware of precedent for a municipality to approach someone who may or may not have signed a petition to validate a form that was improperly completed?
It is rare that I can think of one other case that I've dealt with in 20 odd years that this issue came up. And petitions come up more often in the context of annexations. And so in those cases, I have no prior, I don't know this happening ever before, particularly as to a code provision. That's odd in and of itself, but the statute does say it can be done. Normally you see these petitions to amend and home rule amendments as to charter provisions, meaning we're going to change our form of government,
the number of council members,
something like that. This code is kind of an odd, it's kind of an odd thing. I know that's not what we're here to discuss, but so that being said, in this particular situation, I couldn't tell you that I have seen people go out and verify petitions or signatures or make a decision not to do so.
Mm-hmm. All right, Councilperson Auerbach.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to Mark's comment. 517 voters, electors on the list, approximately 40 sent emails that they wanted to have a binding petition. That's not a huge percentage of our electorate.
I was referring to the 155 people that signed this petition.
Oh, I got you. Sorry. Misunderstood.
Out of the 255 people that voted in the last election, to me that's a clear majority.
255 voted in
the last election.
Okay, any more questions by council? Clarification? Chair will entertain a motion to approve, deny, or adjourn.
Oh my gosh.
Pick one. All right, Councilperson Coburner made a motion. What's the motion?
My motion is that we take the time necessary to determine if we can go and verify the two signatures that you can't read without printed name and the inactive voter clarification, and we reconvene when the time's appropriate.
All right.
Before August 11th.
All right. Have a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Murphy. Any more questions, discussions? All those in favor? Any opposed? It's 2-4-3 against. Motion does not carry. All right. Councilperson Myers.
I make a motion that based on the information we have today, we deny this petition.
All right. Motion by Councilperson Myers to deny the petition. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Auerbach.
And I, not knowing what might happen tonight, I prepared resolutions post. Validating and not validating. I don't know if those probably haven't been shared with council.
No, I got them.
You might want to pass that one around, the one that matches the approval, and see
if they want to.
Yeah, I didn't print them, because I still have to fill in the dates. Yeah, I didn't have that prepared for the meeting yet, so.
I'm just doing, I was just talking.
Okay, we're in discussion, so basically what we did is we asked the attorney to, with it being this close, we knew it was gonna be some, you know, question as to how it went. We asked him to prepare a resolution denying the petition, and another resolution approving the petition, depending upon the outcome of the verification. She did not print those off, because they require certain information. We didn't know whether we'd have.
And I wasn't sure.
Well, we don't have to have that.
Did we get a second, Jeff?
We did, by councilperson Auerbach. Yeah, we're in discussion. So, yes.
The law, I'm sorry, it's so close, but the law is the law. I don't think, we don't clearly see the law that says there's a 3-day, whatever, waiting period. I would have to see that.
All right. Any other questions, comments? All those, oh, sorry, go ahead, you got your hand up.
One last time, I just feel badly that we've got 3 unknown variables, that I feel that we have a chance to make it right one way or the other, and we decided not to.
The inactive is not a variable. It's really clear.
All right.
I hold my paper different.
Councilperson Meyer.
I would just say that rules are rules, and I think this process has been followed sort of to a T, be sure that everything was fair and that everyone was heard, and a large percentage of the respondents completed the form properly, and these did not. So I think it's, you know, it's, the form is incomplete, and those are the rules we have.
All right. All those in favor, designate by show of hands. 3-4. Any opposed? 2 opposed. Motion carries. So the petition fell short and has been denied. And what city council will do is get the resolution to each council member and see if there's any, once we put the information in, see if there's any questions. Any questions from council members regarding the resolution prepared by the city attorney? Any questions? Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I have a motion, do I have a second? Second by councilperson Auerbach. All those in favor, designate by show of hands, it is unanimous. Thank you, folks.
Yeah.